December 11th through the 17th, 1977, in Cleveland, Ohio, The Born Again Messages with Brother Titus Chu. Message 6.
It tells us that we were chosen as His inheritance. In a sense, this is mutual. That only when you inherit Christ, then Christ can inherit you. Yeah. If you don't inherit Christ, Christ has no way to inherit you. So in a sense, it's right. We obtain an inheritance that is very Christ. On the other hand, you must realize all the Christ you have gained is not just for your sake. It's for Him to inherit you back.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is surely wonderful.
Amen.
Now you know where is our stand. As we fellowship, the born again issues in at least three things. First, you're born again. That very experience issues in a new life or a change of life. Right, we have shared at least there are nine things. I'm right, pertaining to this wonderful life. And secondly, born again issues in a new position. Once you are born again, your position changes. Your kingdom changed. Formerly, you were in one kingdom. Now, because you have received Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you were born again. Therefore, you had a migration. And this migration is not a small thing. I give you 30 items, because these 30 are just important. If we have time, I will give you 60 items. That is related to our new position, right? What is our today's position? Our position is like this. We are no longer condemned. We are justified. We are out of the authority of darkness. We're joined with the Lord. Am I right? And we're in the train of, and we're in life, and we're in life, and we're in grace, and we are in hope, and we are in resurrection, and we are in heaven, and we are in kingdom of the Son of His love. And more than that, we are the slaves of righteousness, and we are the slaves of God. And also, we have peace to God. And more than that, we are vessels of the Christ, which we, your brother, missed. Right? And more than that, we are what? And we are also the temple of God. And also we are the members of Christ. Right? And more than that, we are what? And we are the household of God. And also we are His workmanship. And we are His epistle. And we are His farm, our husband. And we are His building. And we are His inheritance. You memorize all of them? It's not so hard. It's not so hard, right? You have to realize, in that moment, when I believe in Jesus Christ, so many wonderful things happened in my life.
Amen.
In that very moment, my whole position changed.
Amen.
Formerly, I was in a poor position. I was under all the negative things, right? Now, I have a migration. I've migrated into a new position. In that new position, I enjoy all the riches of this wonderful God for what He has provided for us.
Amen.
Little brothers, it is a shameful thing for we Christians to neglect what a great salvation. The salvation is really too great. For instance, I didn't tell you, right? We are in Christ. And we are a new creation. We have much, much more. I believe if you give me 2 more hours, to go to the Word or to pray, to consider, I will give you at least another 30 points about where we are. And all these, you doesn't have to think, you doesn't have to fight, you doesn't have to struggle, you don't have to fight, you don't have to labor, you don't have to struggle, you don't have to pray, and you don't have to do your best, you don't have to make up your mind, and you don't have to, besiege, and you don't have to, begging. All these are yours.
Amen.
What are you? You have to say, I'm no longer dead. I'm justified. I'm out of the sword of Satan. I am joined with the Lord. I am in the triumph of God. I am in life. I am in light. I am in grace. I am in hope. I am in resurrection. I am in the heavens. I am in the kingdom of the Son of His love. And more than this, I am made free from sin. I am made free from death. I'm made free from the world. I'm made free from the flesh. I'm made free from the power of Satan. And more than that, I am the slave of God. I'm just a righteousness. I'm a slave to God. And also, I'm Jesus' son. More than that, I'm a vessel of the treasure. I'm a what? Also, I'm a temple of God. And also, I'm a member of Christ. And also, I'm what? A fellow citizen with the saints. And I'm the household of God. And more than this, I'm his workmanship. And I'm his disciples. I'm his husband. I'm his building. And I'm his inheritance. Are you a Christian? Not sure. I tell you, brother, I'm a Christian, and I can see this. It's really something. It's really something. You know, sir, you will be surprised how rich a life of Christian is.
Yeah.
We are 100% misled in the past. We thought, if you are saved, therefore you will go to the heavens someday. No, brother, you are wrong. You have to learn to memorize all these things. I can repeat this to you 100 times, I'll never get tired.
Yeah.
Every time I repeat to you, I get excited.
Yeah.
Who am I? I tell you again. Who am I? I am no longer condemned.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
I am justified. And I am delivered
from the power of the Lord.
And I am joined with the Lord. And I am
in
the train
of
God, and I am
in my life.
I am
in life.
I am
in grace.
I am
in hope.
I am
in resurrection.
I am
in the heavens.
I am
in the kingdom of the Son of His love.
Amen. Hard to believe. It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe you are so wonderful. There you say that. I am in resurrection.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You say that? I'm afraid you say no. Do you know, where I was eating my supper, I had a fight with my friend about a piece of meat. Especially in brother's house. Whether you are arguing about a piece of meat, whether you are arguing who's going to take the last A, it makes no difference. You are in the heavens.
Yeah.
One day, I never did it, but suppose one day my daughter would tell me, Daddy, could you be a horse and let me ride you? I don't know, maybe I'll let her ride on me. So I will be on the floor, I'll cry with my hand and my leg as a horse, right? And let her have a good time. And don't you come to my home and say, this is a horse. I could be a horse at that moment, but I am a man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You could fight for the last A at that moment, but you are in the heavenlies.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All your nonsensical failure experience. None of them make any sense.
Yeah, right.
Don't say that I was defeated, I was beaten, I lose my temper today, I have a bad thought, and I did some wrong thing. All these are nonsense. You have to realize one thing, which is more real? the Word of God is more real or your experience? You know, Brother Big Chang, Husky Chang, you know him, right? Husky Chang over Taiwan. The leader, the leading brother in church in Taipei, Husky Chang, he was big. You know, when he was young, he got TB. And he practically vomited. He was serious, very serious. So he prayed, and after he prayed, he got a word. I don't know what word, I didn't know what kind of word he got. But anyway, he got the word that the Lord has healed him. So after he was healed, he was very peaceful. He trusted in the Lord. He realized the Lord is the Savior, saved him from his sickness. Then it was surprising. One day, he began to vomit with a lot of blood come out. That was a sign of the third stage of TB. That means he's going to be with the Lord pretty soon. He should be, not he is. He should be with the Lord pretty soon. Then he went to see Watchman Nee. He was, I believe, under the training then at Kulin. At that time, he got it. So Watchman Nee just asked him one day, "Brother, would you please tell me what is more real, the blood or the Word of God?" Oh, I tell you, that's a good question. Watchman Nee just asked him, "You tell me what was more real, the blood or the Word of God?" Then old brother said, "The Word of God is more real." Then he said, "If you believe in this and forget about it, you're healed. Because the Lord has taught you, you're healed." So now, I think he's over 200 some pounds. No one would ever believe he got that kind of sickness. He's big and husky and strong. Am I right? In fact, he has to be on diet because he's overweight. Brothers, you shouldn't always pay attention to, "I was defeated, I lost my temper, I did the wrong thing, I was awful." You have to realize, according to the Word, where are you today? You are in the heavens. You are in resurrection. And you are in life.
Amen.
And you are in the train of God.
Amen.
And you are in life.
Amen.
Therefore, you should take these more serious than your little challenge, right? Problems or failures, all that a little bit small as I am, you have committed, and that bothers you. If you know the Lord, you will try to forget all about this. You will realize, "Lord, I'm so thankful." Mm-hmm. In 1953, January the 1st, 1930, in Taipei, I did something I couldn't understand, but I did it. I knelt down and I prayed, "Jesus, save me." Am I right? And since then, today, about 25 years, and I tell you, I would say that since that day, I have never been once dropped out of pain. You say, "What? Do you mean you were never defeated?" I don't say that. But I say I was all the time in the heavens. How could you say this? I said, "I didn't say this. The Bible says." I would like to ask myself, do I believe in my experience or the Bible? Then more and more, I like to testify to you, rather believe in the Word of God, rather than my little defeated and reasonable experience. Is that wonderful? Again, is that what I say? That's really something. I said, really something. Now, tonight, we will come to another aspect. More than a matter of position, we also say the born-again experience issues in the necessity of a new living, right? So the new living are mainly of two aspects. First, the life of enjoyment. And secondly, the life of the body. That is, the life of the enjoyment of Christ and the practical church life. A new living is mainly issued in from these two aspects. Now, we come first to the first thing, the life of enjoyment. I was, before the Lord, considering this, and I realized If we would go through this, that would be 2 months. Because why? There are at least 300 items of the riches of Christ for us to enjoy. There's no way to cover them in one meeting. You know what I mean? And my thought was, if God was merciful to us, maybe every few months we need a training like this. I don't even think we need a morning labor. All what we young people need to do is live together and have morning watch labor. You know what I mean? So every morning watch, you labor from 6:30 to 7:30 to 8, then you go to study, to work, whatever you want to do. And in the evening, we all come together, and you young people will be tested. And whosoever like to join them, just move into Cleveland State House, the Farm House, the UTI House. Just group you all up together for 1 week, and then every night, we'll have meetings like this. Whosoever is willing, they can come to enjoy the riches. And then, brother, you give me a few years, I will share with you the riches of this Christ. Am I right? No. So I thought, maybe we just cover John. Then I have a quick look at John, I realized we cannot cover John. We can cover part of John. Okay? So now we just cover the part of John. Okay? Now, born again issues in the necessity of a new living. First, or the point one, huh? The living of, or the life, or the living of enjoyment. What is your life after you're born again? Your life must be a life of enjoyment.
Amen.
You must enjoy the riches of the salvation all the time. No Christian should consider himself as a church goer. That is a disgrace to the Lord.
Amen.
No Christian should be satisfied with going to the heavens. That is totally the tactic, strategy of Satan. How would Satan bomb or bind the Christians? Simply by portraying some wrong picture to Christians that are now you're saying, so what you need is to wait to go to the heavens. This is more than nonsense. Right? If you can take care of yourself today, what is the use of taking care of the future? Do you believe God is offensive? If God cannot take care of you today, how could you trust him in the future? Do you know what I'm talking about? I give birth to my 3 kids. Then I told my older son, I'm sorry, your dad is not capable today, but don't worry, I have no milk for you, I have no bread for you, I have no food for you, I have no clothing for you, I have no shelter for you, but don't worry, when you grow up, you'll be okay. If he's able to speak, he'll tell me, forget about it, you stupid daddy. When I grow up, I'll be okay, I don't need your help, I'll be okay by myself. Brother, if somebody will be okay, I'm pretty sure we'll be okay by ourselves. If God cannot take care of you today, what is the use to say God will take care of you in the future?
Right.
But Satan has portrayed, I don't know, such a wonderful picture. It's so fancy that don't worry, someday you will go to a place, everything's blue, and the angels there open the door for you, and you will walk in, and there will be a mansion for you. And you know, the problem is, in the new building, there's not so much mansion available anymore.
Right.
In the only old style, in the ancient times, there was a lot of mansions. But God will prepare a mansion for you, and I would wonder with whom I should live. By myself, it would be too lonely. With my father, my grandfather will fight with me. You know what I mean? If I live with my father, my grandfather say, don't, he's my son. If I live with my son, my daughter-in-law will fight with me. He's my husband. So end up me and my old wife. We two live in a big mansion, lonely for eternity. That must be too poor. How could you take this? I'll never take this. I'll tell Lord Jesus, if you prepare this mansion, please take it back. I want you. I don't need your mansion.
Amen.
Am I right?
Amen.
Long to tell us, forget about all this nonsense.
Amen.
I never prepare this for you.
Right.
Now, I tell you, when I save you, the moment you are saved, you are brought into a rich enjoyment.
Amen.
Your life is a life of enjoyment.
Amen.
Amen.
Today, you should be happy. If you are not happy today, forget about tomorrow. You should be happy. You should be in enjoyment all the time for you are on this earth. Then, for sure, this enjoyment will be enlarged.
Amen.
This enjoyment will be reinforced in eternity.
Amen.
But today, you must have a foretaste of this wonderful enjoyment.
Amen.
You know, I think you might be a sister, are you? No, do you agree with me? Are you saved? Yeah. Are you waiting to go to the heavens?
No, are you
not?
Amen.
Amen. That is good. Amen.
Amen.
That's wonderful. I come back to you. How about you? Are you waiting to go to the heavens or to go to the hell? I tell you. Yeah, I tell you. To go to the heavens, to go to the hell is real. And surely there's a place to burn all those that does not agree with God.
Amen.
God has no intention to punish you.
Right.
But God cannot tolerate the filthy things,
right,
the sinful things, the ugly things, the things that is against His holiness. Therefore, He did prepare a place called what? The pit. Called the bottomless pit. Right? For all the things that is filthy, that is dirty, that is sinful, that is not holy, that is not righteous, to be burned over there. And the way those were saved, we were washed by the Lord, so we don't have to be burned. And those who are not saved will have to be burned. What?
When there was people that the gospel was preached to?
Wasn't preached to? Don't worry. There's a verse says, if you have not heard gospel, you will be judged according to your deeds.
Right.
So that's another issue. But anyway, you know, please don't be offended. I don't mean that you and I, any one of us, should be burned. But there is a place that will burn anything that is not from God. But also, there is another place for all the things from God to be built up together.
Amen.
That is the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
There's a holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven to the earth. Am I right? So we will all be in the New Jerusalem for God to exhibit all His riches. You know, John, you know, how do you think that, have you ever realized that you need the enjoyment of Christ today? No, I take your pen now. I give you the point. How to enjoy Christ? There's a way. There's a way to enjoy Christ, right? The way is the Spirit.
Amen.
Could you write down the way? A, point A, the way, the Spirit. I like to read two verses with you, okay? First, we read John 16:13. Actually, this should be the second verse. But I read it to you first, for your sake. John 16:13. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of reality, is come, He will guide you into all reality. What will bring you into the reality of enjoyment? That is the Spirit of reality, right? For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He will show you things to come. That means the Spirit will keep on unveiling you all the riches of Christ.
Amen.
He will show you the things. He will show you the things to come. Brothers, I have been saved for 25 years. And I can testify to you, for 25 years, the Spirit has keep on showing me things, and never was one ear stopped. I dare not boast, every day is different. But surely I can boast, at the end of every year, there was no year I was the same. Every year, for 25 years, I was very different. I just challenge you, brothers, those who know me in 1970 and today, am I different?
Am I right?
Then I'll even challenge you, those who know me from 1974 to today, am I different?
Amen.
And I would even challenge you, those who know me a year ago from today, am I different?
Amen.
Surely you say I'm different. Well, I'm different because I was keep on and filled with the riches of this wonderful Christ to me.
By what?
By this wonderful Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
If you want to enjoy the Lord, you must realize all the reality of enjoyment is in spirit. And more than that, you also read John 4, verse 24. This is good. John, I'd like to read with you. How about that? How about you stand up and feel? You stand up? Can we three read this for all of you? John 4, verse 24. We talk about the word eight. That eight is not there. It shouldn't be there. There's no article in Greek, huh? God is here. Okay? John. John 4, verse 24. Can you find it? That's good. That one. Okay? Cross the word eight. Huh? God is here. Okay? So read it.
God is spirit.
Amen.
And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in reality.
Amen.
Should be reality.
Amen.
Huh? Is he here? Can we read it again? Yeah? How about that? Okay. God is spirit. And he that worship him must worship him in spirit and in reality.
Amen.
If you want to enjoy the Lord, you need the very God. And how can you have this very God? Now you say, you're just on the way. Now, how can you have this very God? Jesus said something quite interesting. He said, do you know who is God? God is spirit. I don't know. I'm pretty sure, I guess you're from Case Western Reserve. Right? I used to work over there, and that was a very authentic place. I'm right. What's your meeting? What is your meeting? Biomedical engineer. That was even more than medical. Hard department. Okay, now. You get into the biomedical. You are through, how do you call it, microscope.
Yeah.
Right? You're using these things all the time, doing all kind of research, all kind of things, but you never can find God. Why? Because God is not in the physical realm. Neither is God in the theoretical realm. God is not a theory. Neither is God a material. Now what is God? God is
spirit.
Hallelujah. What is God?
God is spirit.
Then he said a word. Do you like to worship God? If you like to worship God, you need to worship God in spirit.
Amen.
You know, in your mind, John, you never can find God. I know. However, I met case students, I realized they're smart, they're brilliant, they're excellent. But no matter how excellent our mind is, no matter how high our IQ is, we can never figure out God. We can never. Why? Because God is not the mind. God is not a theory, neither is God a material. And the human beings are dealing with these two fields. You know, some are theoretical science, some are practical science. Am I right? Some, they're all the time developing theories, and some are really practicing things, invention after invention. But whether it's a theory, whether it's invention, nobody can finally invent out of God, or nobody can finally theoretical God. Why? Because God is spirit. You know who said? Jesus said. For Jesus was on this earth. He preached to us. He told us, you know who is God? God is spirit.
Amen.
Then he said, if you want to worship him, or in other words, if you want to enjoy him, what is worship? Worship is to have contact to the person. You know what I'm talking about? We have the wrong thought about worship. We think worship means something was so high. Right? then we are low. Then we bow down, we worship, and the object of our worship has nothing to do with us. This is the thought of Catholic. And this is also the thought of Hinduism. And this is also the thought of Buddhism. The Buddhism are worshipping the idols. I grew up in mainland China. I've seen so many temples. I've saw so much. I've seen so much worship. I've seen so many people, especially where I was in Hangzhou. That was the most famous Christian city in the whole mainland China. And that city was filled with all kind of Buddhist temples. Every street corner you go, it is much more, or just at least just about the same as all the church buildings in the United States. Every street corner there's one, and every block there are two. All kind of chapels over there, all kind of Buddhist temples, and all kind of idols. Some are black, some are gold, some are red, some are skinny, some are fat, and all kind of idols. Some look so pretty, some look so hard, some look male and female, you never know. Okay, many idols, you don't know they're male or female. Why? Because the principle of idol is misconfusion.
Right.
The purpose of idol, Satan invented them just to confuse everything of God's creation.
Yeah.
And you know, many people want worship. I've seen people worship. You know, there was a mountain. There was a mountain. I don't know, that was even in Taiwan. Even in Taiwan I saw. In mainland I saw it also. The mountain, at least there's thousands of stairs. You know how they say this? Steps. Thousand steps. I've seen people just nail with this, holding, you know how they say, the incense. Holding incense. Just go like this and go one step by the knee. And worship again. Go another step by the knee. Most of them are their son's sake, or daughter's sake, or father's sake, or a wife's sake. They pray that the idol would hear their family. That's why they do their best to show their sincerity. But I tell you one thing for sure. No matter how you worship, the idol is idol, and you are you.
Yeah.
You and the idol can never be into one.
Yeah.
But Jesus said something very interesting. You know who's God? God is spirit.
Yeah.
And you know what you have, and you also have a spirit. Therefore, he said, God is a spirit. If you want to worship him, you have to worship him in spirit.
Amen.
You know what is the result? The end result is two are one. This worship brings the two spirits together. Then God's spirit comes into your spirit. You and God can be mingled as one. Hallelujah!
Amen.
This is the greatest difference between us and Buddhism.
Amen.
Buddhism has a lot of idols. We don't. We only have one God.
Amen.
There's no statue for him. There's no figure for him. Nobody can portray how he looked like. Why? Jesus said clearly enough, he's not a statue. He's not a figure. He is spirit.
Amen.
He is spirit.
Amen.
And who are we? We, these created beings, also have a spirit. And what should we do? We worship the God of spirit in our spirit. And what will be the end result? The end result will be the two spirits will be one.
Amen.
Amen. You know, by God's mercy, I've been through many, many countries. I like to say this. I have seen a lot of things. Nothing I've seen as clear, as crystal clear, as word in the Bible.
Yeah.
Everything was confusion. I have seen Hinduism, I have seen Taoism, I have seen Confucianism, I have seen Buddhism, and I have seen Catholicism. And you realize, all the things, everything was bringing people to confusion.
Right.
But Jesus said something, yeah, I don't know if you like it. He said, it's a simple way. God is spirit.
Yeah.
And if you want to worship him, or if you want to contact him, or if you want to enjoy him, you just contact him and enjoy him in
spirit.
Now, John, I'd like to ask you, do you believe you have a spirit? Do you believe you have a spirit?
Amen.
God is a spirit. Amen. Do you think now is this now the time that for you to touch the Spirit of God and get him into you? Can you do this with me? You always had it. Now, how about that? They have a confirmation. The confirmation that you do have it. It's very simple. It's very simple. Okay. We just go according to the young folk. I realize you have searched out in the past. You have considered this man. You know, you're not young to the meeting hall and never do present. You know what I mean? How about you try to realize God's Spirit and you have the Spirit? And you know what you can do, John? Then, all what you need to do is, Jesus Christ, you are the Spirit, and I receive you into me as my God. That's all what you have to do. Then you will have all the riches in Christ. And you will have assurance to tell me that it's all the riches about what are waiting after you are born again. It's no longer objecting to God.
Amen.
You have the eyebrows, that is subjective. You put on the shirt, that's subjective. Am I right? You realize Christ is also subjective. He is not an objective Christ. Am I right? All what you need to do is to open yourself up. How about, suppose you two, at least three before, stand up together, you know, and you follow me, have a little prayer, or you have some. You lose nothing, but you gain a lot. You like to follow me in prayer, or you like to pray yourself? Actually, you follow me. Okay. Please, we all close our eyes. Please don't look at us. Just pray for us. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, you are Spirit. I'm thankful you are Spirit. And I also have a Spirit. Tonight, I open my heart. I pray. You come into my spirit. Come into my spirit. Lord Jesus, come into my spirit. Save me. Lord Jesus.
Have you realized something? Praise the Lord, brother. Amen. Do you want to say something to the Lord by yourself? Say anything. Say anything. We are with you, okay? Please, we all stand with our brother.
Amen.
Amen. Just open your mouth. Say anything.
I feel him.
Yeah, amen.
I feel the Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Amen, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, Lord. Hallelujah, brother. Amen. Thank you, brother. Please sit down. Amen. Now, one verse. You just called on the name of the Lord. I just give you one verse. Could you turn to Romans 10? Just verse 13. Romans 10, verse 13. You see here it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Yeah.
Are you saved? Yeah. Suppose you say, John shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Am I right? And me too. Titus, call upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved. I'm saved. Phil saved. Yeah. And Peter saved. So are you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now, before we go on, I'd like to ask. Anyone? I'd like to ask. Anyone are not saved yet? I don't like just to go on with all the riches. Yet, for you to sit here wouldn't know what we're talking about because you're not saved. Anyone who are not saved yet, please. You're saved. Am I right? How about you, gentlemen? Are you a Christian? Hallelujah. You're saved. Amen. Then I think we can go on. Now, the enjoyment comes from the Spirit. Now you come to point B. First, you enjoy Christ as a living person. I cannot read the verses with you now. In here, Christ, just in the Gospel according to John, are six things to you. First, he is the Lamb. So point one, as a Lamb. Point two, as friend. Point three, as your big brother. Point four, as a good shepherd. Point five, as a builder. Point six, as a bridegroom. These are the riches in John. Who is he? You enjoy a living person. You are not just enjoying a kind of atmosphere, a kind of excitement. You are enjoying a person. Why this is so important? Because the enjoyment of the living person is the most realistic thing. I can tell you, I watch a movie and I really enjoyed it, but you realize the movie is going to be over. I can tell you, I enjoy the horse racing and I get really excited, but the horse racing will be over pretty soon. But suppose I tell you, I enjoy my dear wife. I just enjoy my wife. I enjoy my wife. She's here. You see, would you please stand up? Please, okay, that's okay. You see, I tell you, oh, do you know, I just enjoy my dear wife. I tell you, I'm not enjoying a horse racing, a moving, a gambling, a degree, a mood, excitement, a movement, a teaching, a what, an invention. I'm not enjoying anything outward. I'm enjoying something that is with me all life long. Hallelujah. You know, so I knew her. You know how many years I knew her? I guess about 17, 18 years already. When I knew her, she was a little gal, you know, the haircut over here. You know, sometimes I tease her, you know, when she was a children's meeting. Then I saw her, was sitting on her dad's lap. And she says, no, that is not true. Okay, that is not true, but at least I knew her first, I believe, at least in 1959. She was in a sophomore in high school. Right? I first saw her, oh, that little gal. But praise the Lord, you know, but praise the Lord, you know, since then, for how many years? Now, 17 years? 18 years? I tell you, I have enjoyed a living person. Do you realize Jesus was so good? He didn't give us a lot of mood to enjoy. He didn't give us a lot of blessings to enjoy. He didn't give us a lot of outward excitement to enjoy. All these are the things we like, but God would say, they won't last too long. I like to give you myself to enjoy. How about that, sister? Have you ever realized you can enjoy the living Christ? Do you know that? Oh, hallelujah. You should be happy. How about you? Are you a sister? Yeah. Do you know that? You can enjoy the living Christ. You are not enjoying the excitement, the mood, the movement. You are enjoying a living person. Oh, praise the Lord. The enjoyment first is the person himself. By this person, you enjoy a lot of things. Am I right? Where I enjoy my wife as a person, do you know what she did? She make breakfast for me, and lunch for me, and supper for me, and she washed my clothes, she made my bed, and she kissed me a little bit, and she tell me I was wonderful, and she was all the blessings to me. But you must realize, if you would only focus on all these blessings, you are terrible. Suppose I will tell you, oh, I just enjoy my family life. My family life is so good. You say, what do you enjoy? I just enjoy the breakfast, the toast. My wife made, nobody else can make. It's just right. Then I just enjoy the noodle my wife cooks. And I just enjoy the fried eggs. How about your wife? I don't care about her. I tell you, that would be awful. But don't laugh at it. All the Christians are like this. But I took my wife, we too, drive to a hospital to visit an old saint. He's sick. Right? I just feel quite good. And you say, what did you two talk about? I didn't know. I think we know each other too well. We don't have much to talk about. But the sitting together is really something. On the way back, I was going to tell her, how about let's just not go home. Let us go to the restaurant, get up a cup of coffee, just sit down and look at each other for a while. What would you do? I don't know, what can we say? Because once we say too much, we begin to argue. But we can surely look at each other and enjoy each other's presence. Well, you all laugh. You feel this is so funny. But don't you know? Don't you know? You should enjoy Christ just like this.
Amen.
Just like this. Christ, first, is a living person for you to enjoy.
Amen.
Then, what kind of person is Christ? First, he is a lamb. Why he is a lamb? He takes away the sin of the earth. You enjoy him by realizing all your sins, not only covered, but even taken away. Do you know that? I tell you, not only the sins, brother, you committed yesterday, today, even when you will commit a sin 60 years later, if the Lord will come back late, that sin has been taken away already. Do you believe in that? I prophesy for you. You know, you're 21. 21. When you will be 81, you'll be ear-templed. All the old men can be easily ear-templed, you know, unless you have a good transformation. And you'll really lose your temper at your great-grandson. And I tell you, you'll beat him unreasonably. You'll lock him in the restroom. Don't think I'm joking. My father stay with my sister, and he locked Aaron into the restroom. Oh, you don't laugh. You don't laugh. The old and the young always alike. The older you get, the younger you get. In a sense, when the man's getting real old, they're just like a child. Right? But you know, when you were do such a sinful thing, that sin has been taken away already. You don't have to wait. Oh, I confess my sin. Every time I did something wrong, I'll confess my sin. Then my sins will be forgiven. You don't even need to. You have to tell the Lord, Lord, I'm so happy. I enjoy you as a lamb, as my redeemer. Why? Because all my sins has been taken away.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's nothing left.
Amen.
How about the thing you will do 2 years later? Do you know 2 years later, when you have a girlfriend, you get real mad and you will try to yield at him, yield at her. Do you know that? Do you know that? Huh? Will that sin be forgiven?
Amen. It's already forgiven.
Yeah, you have to say, hallelujah, I got a lamb.
Amen.
The lamb takes away all my sin. Not only in the past, not only today, even the future.
Amen.
All the sins has been taken care of. The more I enjoy Christ, the more I feel sinless. The more I enjoy Christ, the more I'm out of the burden of sin.
Amen.
The more I enjoy Christ, the more I'm out of the burden of the world.
Amen.
All the sin, all the death, all the world, all the flesh, all the negative things were taken care of by enjoying the person of the Lamb.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
You know, John, starting today, you can do this. You can say, Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. I tell you, the more you say, Lord Jesus, I love you, the more you take him as a person, the more you begin to realize, wow, the Lamb. Oh, I'm so purified. I'm so sanctified. I'm so clean. I'm so cleansed. I have no more sin bothered. I have no more problems. Don't pray, oh, Lord Jesus, take away my sin. You know, Lord Jesus, let me overcome sin. I'm afraid pretty soon you're going to pray, oh, Lord Satan. I'm not joking. The more you pray, Lord Jesus, take away my sin. No, not take away. The more you pray, Lord Jesus, let me overcome the sin, the more Satan would say, yeah, you just did it right, I'm coming. You don't need to pray. You need some enjoyment.
Amen.
You were born again to enjoy.
Amen.
You are not born again to fight.
Amen.
You are born again to enjoy Christ as your Lamb.
Amen.
The more you enjoy this Christ, the more you experience the Lamb, the more your sins are taken care of. Am I right? Hallelujah. Do you have this experience?
Amen.
I got a lot. Many times when I'm so much in the Lord's presence, I just forget I was a sinner. Even people in Tom tell me, Titus, you are so sinful. I would say, I don't know. Really? They say, you have just done that this morning. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot about it. How could you forget about it? I don't know, because I'm with a person. This person is so holy. When I experience him, when I enjoy him, the virtue of the Lamb come out from that person and take away all the things that relate to sin.
Amen.
And more than that, you enjoy Christ as a friend. Do you know what does that mean? That means be frank. When you come to the Lord, you can be so frank. Why? Because who is Christ? Christ is your friend. Now, the lamb is John 1:29. I give you the verse. The lamb is John 1:29. The friend is John 15:14. 15:14. Who is he? He's your friend. So you can tell him everything. Do you know? You are not having the Lord who is so high, holding a pattern, and walking around and searching. How are you today? Did you do anything wrong? Are you okay? I tell you, we all will be in trouble. But praise the Lord, Jesus Christ is not only the Lamb, but also He's a friend. The more you enjoy Him, the more you realize how you can open up everything to Him. You don't need to hide anything. The worst thing you have, you can tell Him. I tell you, many things you cannot tell your parents. You cannot tell your teacher. You cannot tell your brother and sister in the flesh, but you can tell your friend. Am I right? You all got some buddies that you can talk with Him about everything. Now, who is your buddy? When you enjoy Jesus as a person, Christ is a real buddy. He would have a ear to listen to every bit of the problems you have. You just open up everything. Sister, can you promise me one thing? Tonight you go home, you try to open yourself up to Him for 5 minutes. Tell Him everything. All the things you think, blah, 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 this is too filthy, this is too dirty, or this is too sinful, or this is too wrong, or this kind of thing. I cannot tell Him you're wrong. The more you got these kind of things, the more you should tell Him. Brother, you know what I mean? The more you got problems, the more you should let Him know. Clear with you? Yeah, okay. So now, you go home, you have to say, Lord, I'm thankful you are the Lamb. Take away all my sins. And also, Lord, I'm thankful you are my friend. That I can tell you everything. Amen. Lord, let me tell you, I do have some problems. I don't like to know, I don't like to say for you what your problem is, but you know what your problem is. If you say, Lord, I got no problems, the Lord says, then why don't you be God? If you got no problems, you must be God Himself. If you are not God, you must have some problems. And what would you do? You should learn to enjoy Christ as a living person and open your whole being to Him with all your problems. And more than that, you enjoy Christ as a big brother. That is chapter 20, verse 17. Praise the Lord. Big brother is pioneering. You enjoy Christ as the pioneering one. He would walk, you would follow. He walk, you follow. He walk, you follow. He lead, you follow. Praise the Lord. And also, that means, how is Christ, how will you be? Do you know what I'm talking about? The big brother shows, how is Christ, how will you be? How is Christ today? That Christ is what? Is the word right? Prototype of you. It's a prototype of you. Christ today is just an image of your future. Someday you will be exactly the same as this wonderful Christ today. Am I right? This is chapter 20, verse 17. And more than that, you enjoy Christ as a good shepherd. That is 10, verse 14. Under His shepherding, you don't have to worry too much. Because He said, I'm a good shepherd, and the shepherd forsakes the life for the sheep. He would shepherd you in a way, even forsake His life. And He did. Now, He's a great shepherd in heavenly places with authority, with kingship, with lordship, executing the shepherding. So, brother, don't worry so much. Don't worry so much. How about my future? How about my test? How about my marriage? How about my job? Don't worry so much. If you know this wonderful Christ, you would worship Him. Now, Lord, I worship You for being such a great, wonderful shepherd. Amen. And then we go fast. He is the builder. That is chapter 2, verse 19. Building what? Building the temple. Right? He said clearly that you destroy this temple, I'll raise it up in 3 days. That is His person, His body will be the temple. Now, this body has been resurrected and has been dispensed to us. And we all are the building materials for the Lord to build us up together. Don't be just yourself. Who is the Lord? The more you enjoy Him, the more you enjoy Him, the more you enjoy Him, the more you will be built up in the body. Is that clear? For instance, I just proved to you. This is Bob. Bob. Bob wasn't with the brothers his whole week. But today, he was free, right? So you had a time with them. Do you realize after today, you live in the Lord's presence, you enjoy this Christ, after one day, you are much more built up with these people? Do you know what I'm talking about? And many times, brothers, we always feel, I think I'm not building up in the church. Why? Because you're short of the person of Christ. If you are short of the person of Christ, Satan would give you all kinds of darts to prove to you you're not one with the body, the brothers don't like you, or you don't like the brothers, or you are wrong, or he's wrong. But when you are enjoying Christ, enjoying Christ, and joining Christ in your spirit, the more you enjoy, the more you enjoy Christ as a living person, the more you find out, peculiar, you are built up in the body. The building up should not be an effort of human labor. You know, I want to be built up with you, which is good. If you really want to be built up with me, go labor on Christ. Go enjoy the person of Christ. The more you enjoy the person of Christ, the more you labor on Christ, the more you will be one with me. And the more I'm in the Lord's presence, the more I will be one with you. Is that clear? Hallelujah. This is wonderful. Am I right? Even the building is through the builder. And even the building is through the enjoyment of the builder. You don't have to make up your mind and decide and struggling or fight. You can just be built up with others by what? By simply enjoy the living person of Christ. And more than that, lastly, he is the bridegroom. He's as the bridegroom. Enjoy Christ as a bridegroom. That is chapter 3, verse 29. Praise the Lord. Finally, we're built up and we're bride. Then what? We're going to marry him. Do you have the sense? The more you are in his presence, the more you are enjoying him, the more you have the sense, I'm marrying Christ. And if you're short of Christ, don't talk about marry Christ. You even dare not talk about Christ. Even when people begin to tell you, turn to your spirit, say, oh, blood. You don't dare say, oh, Lord. You say, oh, blood. Am I right? But when you are so much in the Lord, oh, Lord, I love you. Amen. Jesus, I love you. Oh, Lord, I enjoy your living presence. Oh, Lord, I love you so much. Lord, I enjoy you so much. Oh, Jesus, I like to give you my being. Oh, Jesus, I belong to you. Oh, Jesus, you are so satisfying. Oh, Jesus, you are so nourishing. Oh, Jesus, you are so strengthening. Oh, Jesus, you are so wonderful, so tasty, so sweet. And Lord Jesus, you are so fresh. Oh, Lord, I love you. Oh, Jesus, I really love you. Well, where are you praying like this? You just feel, hallelujah, I'm marrying. I'm marrying. I'm in the marriage. Marrying whom? Marrying my bridegroom, who is Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, brothers, Jesus, that living person, when you enjoy him, the more you enjoy the person in your spirit. Remember, right? As we said, God is spirit. If you want to worship him, you must worship him in spirit, and the spirit of reality come. He will bring us into all the reality, and he would unveil the riches of Christ to us. So all these are in your spirit. In your spirit, not in ritual, not in form, not in religious practice, but in your spirit, you begin to enjoy the living person. For you are enjoying this living person. Oh, hallelujah, brother. Hallelujah. Christ make you experience how he's a lamb. All your sins are taken care of. And make you experience how he's your friend. That every problem he knows, he understands, he can fellowship with you. And how he is your big brother, that you are just going to be as him, and he's lead you to be as him. And now he is how he's a good shepherd. He arranged everything, every step of your life for you. And how he is a builder that bring you into the church life. And how, in enjoying of him, you are going to marry him. I think, brother, what we ought to do, we ought to prolong the meeting to Saturday because we have no choice. I don't like to finish this today. We have no way. Too much. We just covered the 6 points. Enjoy the Lord in spirit. First, enjoy Christ as a person. What kind of person is he? He's a lamb. Hallelujah. And he's a friend. Hallelujah. And he is a big brother. Hallelujah. And he is the good shepherd. Hallelujah. And he is the builder. Amen. And he is the bridegroom. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we just want to love you. Lord, the more we fellowship, oh, the more our spirit stirred up. Oh, we have a wonderful Christ. We really have a wonderful Christ. This Christ so lovely. This Christ so enjoyable. This Christ so real. Oh, hallelujah. You are the Lamb. And you are our friend. And you are our big brother. And you are a shepherd. And you are the builder. And you are the bridegroom. Oh, Lord, when we enjoy you, we realize we have no more problems. We have no more difficulties. We don't have to make an effort to do anything. Because you have not saved us. You have not brought us into born again. So we will fight. We will struggle. We will labor. We will try to make the church life. No, not at all. You have saved us into enjoyment. Enjoy you as everything to us. Lord, we worship you. And Lord, we want to tell you how we love you, Lord. We all love you, Lord. Everyone in this room loves you, Lord. We want to love you together. Lord, in the whole universe, we don't want to care for anybody else. We only want to care for you. Lord, may you gain glory over us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we offer praise and thanks. Amen.